migliori firme con sconti fino al 70% direttamente a casa tua? Ora si può, con il servizio shopping da casa di MacArthur Glen La Reggia Designer Outlet. Puoi acquistare le collezioni primavera-estate comodamente dal tuo divano. Vai su lareggiadesigneroutlet.it, contatta il tuo brand preferito e completa l'acquisto online. Le firme che ami, mai così vicine a te.
This is Kim Meyer, host of Choose to Rise. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle.
Hey, everybody.
Hello and welcome
to yet another episode of Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
I almost said girl hustle.
So did I.
Okay. Whoops.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, she's dead. She gone.
Oh, she passed away. Oh. Right.
Well, thanks for tuning in, you guys. I know the seasons are upon us.
They are upon us.
Starbucks has got its holiday cups.
Oh, yeah.
Mocha is in the air. Peppermint is in the air.
Ugh. The sound, the smells of the season.
The smells of the season. Also, Bath & Body Works has their spruce out, so your girl stocked up.
I love it. Finally, from burning balsam fir all year long, it's finally now appropriate.
It's always appropriate.
Like Christmas.
I love that smell. That candle is that right there.
Really? Is that what this is?
Yeah, I got it from Work the Metal. Are we surprised? No.
God, Christmas trees, like, I'm not kidding you. It is
the best
smell on the planet, period.
Literally. Like, end of story. End. We're not up. It's not for discussion.
No. If you think, like, vanilla cupcake smells better.
Oh, gosh. Do you have live, laugh, love on your walls? Is your house painted in beige?
Oh, beige. I've been trying to paint my beige wall since I moved in. And by trying, I mean I think about it. And then for 5 minutes, I'm like, I'll do it one day.
We'll
but
get
I hate
there.
Them. I hate beige walls.
Yeah.
If you have beige walls, I'm sure you're a great person.
But here's a shout out. Paint them.
Yeah. Don't be like me. Just get them.
Don't be a Lee.
Don't.
Don't be a Lee with your beige walls.
They're really bad. Are you taking a picture of me?
No.
Okay. No.
Just have my notes pulled up and my mic's really high and I'm like really low. So I'm like.
It looks like you're angling the camera right at my face. I was like.
Pinky promise.
Hello.
But maybe. I don't know. We'll just keep you on your toes. You look great. Your hair is like on fire today. That sweater is so cute.
Thank you.
I'm here for all of it.
It's sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
My favorite.
Literally.
I love a good sweater.
Same.
Like, love a good sweater.
Same. I actually like a good hoodie.
Oh, yes.
Like, I think I have a little bit too many curves for, like, a sweater, like, I would love to be in, but that's okay. But, like, a hoodie is, like...
You gotta get the right cut of sweater.
That's
like,
very
this
true.
Is a really good cut sweater. Like...
It's a great cut on you.
I think this is a great cut for anyone because it doesn't go in too far at the bottom. Yeah. It's not too long. It hits, like... Right at the right length.
Yeah.
You would look good in this sweater.
Thank you. I just love a good hoodie.
I feel that.
Like I live for a hoodie, like where I can put my hands, my phone, everything in my little kangaroo pocket. And I'm just.
Your little pouch.
My pouch. And then I don't have to suck in and my pants could be a little bit too tight and have a muffin top, but nobody knows.
Nobody knows. It's all hidden.
They'll never know.
Nobody's
going to know.
How will they know?
No one's going to know. So there's that.
We're just going to quote TikTok videos for the rest of the time. Yeah. So how's your week been, darling?
Oh, it's been just a dandy. Wonderful.
It's never been a week.
Better.
It's been a freaking week.
Self-discovery. Self-reflection. self-improvement.
Oh, that's the best.
I have stayed healthy and managed to avoid the Rona.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was like, knocking on wood, baby. What about you?
It's been good. It's been productive. I felt like I felt very stressed out this week over just like things I can't control. And I'm trying to really control my stress level and just.
Well, do I have a topic for you then?
Well, but yeah, that's about it. I don't know. What have I done this week that's been.
Been a really good friend.
Aw.
Meow. Literally the best.
Thanks. You're going to make me cry.
You.
Like I always do.
You sent me a message that literally brought tears to my eye.
No, did I really?
Mm-hmm. The kitty one.
Oh, God. The cat one. It made me cry.
You're crying right now.
I can't think about it. It was the cutest cat.
Lee's crying right now. Lee is crying.
It was the cutest cat video I've ever seen in my life. If you don't follow, oh my God, there's these amazing, it's this fluffy white and fluffy orange cat on TikTok. And all they do is just like have videos of this cat just like making the cutest little meow noises. And all the meow noises, they subtitle them of just like really encouraging words. And this cat's just like, and it's all like, hey, I know this week's been rough. You're doing great. I'm proud of you. And I'm just like, thank you, white cat.
Thank you, white cat.
It's perfect. Anyways, really. Try to find it. It'll literally brighten your day.
It really will. Yeah, it really will.
Yeah.
Well, should we do this?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get okay. down to business.
So I think. The Huns. Love that movie.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
I think that when you're down, when you're sad, when you need a little pick me up. Also, we're going into a really good season for this, is to serve others.
Ugh.
The power of serving others. I mean, we've talked about it before, but there's just so much you can learn from helping other people. I mean, this kind of sounds selfish, but when you help other people, it actually helps you more.
Absolutely, it does.
You know?
It really does. It makes you not only... I mean, I don't know. Like, selfishly, you just, like, feel good about yourself because you're like, wow, I just helped somebody. But yeah. Also, it's really nice and it's very rewarding to see someone else happy.
Yeah. And to just be, like, giving selflessly without any expectations of getting anything in return.
Absolutely.
It's like, I had a friend I helped out and he's like, what can I do for you? I was like, literally nothing. Like, you know how to, sometimes it's just nice to have a relationship or friendship or do something and not expect anything in return.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think everything's like so tit for tat and I do this, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just like nice to have someone that you can, they can genuinely just be kind.
Literally.
So, but there's also other things why you should do it. We, in true Let's Hustle fashion, have a list.
Oh, yes, we do.
Why do we have a list? Because we have ADHD and need lists for everything.
Of course.
Hmm. So our first one would be Serve to Discover Abundance and the Radical Shift from Me to We.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I love that phrase, me to we.
Me to we.
I saw that on someone's door the other day. Someone had said, like, there's so many houses in the... This is why I love living in the Highlands. Everyone's so lovey and so just, like, chill and wonderful. Yeah. And when I run through the neighborhood, so many people have, like, painted stuff on their windows or, like, kids have clearly painted it of, like, we're all in this together or, like, spread love.
Yeah.
And someone painted on their door the other day on their, like, windows on either side of the door. It says, it's not about me, it's about we. And I was just, like, running, like... This is the greatest neighborhood.
I could just see you running and crying.
Yep.
Not surprised.
That sounds like me.
Well, one of the cool things is like when you're serving other people, something, there's just more important things that you have to offer than things. It's at all. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you uncover like a full range of resources at your disposal that cost nothing, whether that's your time, your presence, your attention. It literally is 0.00 with the dollar sign to give someone your ear and listen.
Oh my gosh.
Or to be fully present.
Mm-hmm.
Or to give them just some of your time and recognize, you know, that that's an ability that you can give from your heart and your mind.
Absolutely.
So it's just a little bit deeper and it just opens up the possibility for connection and, you know, helps you be humble, and you never know what anybody is going through.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Yeah, and it just is, it begins the process of shifting from a me orientation to a we orientation.
Yep.
And you know, like when you're all talking about me, 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 I, no wonder people get depressed. When you're so self-focused and so self-centered, like when someone just sits and talks about themselves all the time, it's like, okay, I don't want to, like, you don't want to hang out with that person. There's so many other things to talk about versus just that one person.
Yes.
Which we've talked about this a million times.
Right.
But, like, there's just other things to do than talk about yourself. And I think when you mm-hmm. become so self-focused, mm-hmm. at least for me, when I'm so in it for just Chelsea and just my time and just me, mm-hmm. I'm freaking rude, A. B, I'm, like, for whatever reason, I'm way more grumpy, way more sensitive, way more mm-hmm. just, like, no, I wouldn't want to be around me.
Absolutely. And I think that there's a way for you to be selfish in a healthy way. Like, mm-hmm. I do, I am very much all about, like, the Eastern religion of, like, inward work is the way to, like, be a wonderful person. But I think when you're being, when you work on yourself in an inward way and you're trying to discover who you are, you innately
pass
that on to other people and you pass it on to others. So truly it is about being kind to others, because when you're too self-focused, I mean, like, God, like, you can get so down.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you think about all the things that you have and it's like you break the, you know, like that tiresome tyranny question of like, what's in it for me? What is this in it for me? And I mean, I know this is like in sales, that's literally say what's in it for me, but going outside of sales and talking right. about you personally, mm-hmm. like just having that same question, what's in it for me, and that mindset, it shifts from consumption to contribution is what we're trying to do versus like,
mm-hmm.
that's what you want. And so when we serve this way, you're no longer operating on the space of scarcity. Your cup is filling and overflowing and you're giving, and ugh. It just changes how you're thinking about things. And when you sit and think about what you're grateful for versus what you don't have, obviously mm-hmm. you're going to be more positive and absolutely. You're going to be able to help other people.
Correct.
So
yeah, because when you're focused on what you don't have, all you want to do is get that.
Yeah.
And you take instead of give.
Yeah. So that takes us to our next one, which is number two, serve to express gratitude.
Ugh.
Which we kind of talked about number one. But when you acknowledge the fullness of everything that you have and talk about all the good things that you have, you can manifest a heart of service in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just instead of being like, hey, what do you want? What can I bring you something? Be like, what would you like to drink? What would you like to eat? Can I come over on Thursday and bring you spaghetti? You know, just yes. anything. It just naturally, like, actually, mm-hmm. yeah. it just naturally blossoms into something. And that's a really powerful place to be when you're open to giving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just is like, hey, what can I do to help? How can I help?
Right. Yeah. And when you do that, other people will want to be around you more and mm-hmm. they will, you know, by circumstance, give you that positivity back. Mostly, you yes. know, like healthy people who you hopefully have in your life.
Well, and how many times if someone is like nice, 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 kind, kind, giving, when you can give something to them, you do.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Absolutely. They're the first person you want to help out.
Yeah. And it just is like, you're continually paying it forward and, you know, that whole karma and mantras and manifestation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're literally living that.
Yep.
Which is amazing. And it just helps everybody move forward instead of move back.
It does. This episode's going to make me cry.
He's like,
I just.
Also, please put your dogs on leashes.
Oh my, just please do.
That's an act of service.
Are you talking about that girl outside?
Yes.
yeah. But I'm on a. Oh.
It's fine. Just like, no. It's like, you know.
Stressing me.
That's also, okay. you know who is a real queen and made so many impacts and changed so many lives? Mother Teresa.
I literally was going to say Mother Teresa. I was going to say Mother Teresa or Allison.
Same thing. Well, one incredible. Quote she has is, we can do no great things, only small things with great love.
Oh,
it's the little things that add up.
It really is the little things. And we can get so down on ourselves too, because we feel, oh, I'm not doing enough. But the smallest of things, you really, really need to embrace that they really do make a difference
they
in
really
someone
do.
Else's life.
They really do. So We'll move to number three because number one and two were kind of one in each other. Mm-hmm. Serve to transform yourself. That sounds really selfish, but it really isn't. It's like when you can lose yourself in service and helping others, it helps you become better. Example, Schitt's Creek. Easy. So when you start, you're like, oh my gosh, these people are like annoying and greedy and so self-absorbed. And by the end of it, like, they love this little town and they long for connection versus things. Mm-hmm. And they want to help instead of just be it all about them. And they're completely different people by the end of the show.
Yep.
Completely different people. Ugh. Which I think is really awesome.
What a great show that really is. Like, honestly, it's so good.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, that's how you change and evolve and help and mm-hmm. grow. Mm-hmm. You know. It takes practice. To serve unconditionally takes practice.
Oh, and it really doesn't. It takes hard.
It's constant effort.
It's hard work because it's work that you're like, I know this will make. Why do we do that?
We don't realize when we're giving, we're actually receiving.
Oh my God, I know. And why do we not do things that we know will make us feel good? Why are we our own self-saboteurs?
I don't know, but she's a cow. Hate her.
She sucks.
She sucks.
For real.
But for real, for real.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
But that's pretty much that part. And then number four.
Okay.
Serve to honor our profound interconnection.
Ugh.
I know.
That's beautiful.
It really leads to a lot of self-reflection.
Yep.
And, like, you could think somebody has all of these things, but the second you, and that you don't have all of these things, and the second you're really just take the time to be in person and be there and help, like, mm-hmm. really help, then you get to see, like, oh, I do have it better than I thought. Mm-hmm. And their life might just be good on Instagram, or, wow, I have a house, and they don't even have a bed to lay in.
Yep. You have to be grateful. And social media is so hard to do that.
Yeah.
It's just, it makes it, you realize how much you don't have. It goes back to our first point of being grateful and not living in scarcity, living in abundance, and realizing how much you do have rather than how much you don't have.
Well, and when you do one little act of kindness, it ripples. You might not see it like right in front of you, and it might just go somewhere else that you don't even know where it went, mm-hmm. but it creates such a, like, an unending ripple effect, and mm-hmm. it synergizes like countless other people, mm-hmm. and it's really incredible.
Yep.
There's a girl, Rachel Naomi Remen. Mm-hmm. I'm not too familiar with her, but something that she said really stood out to me, and it says, when you help, you see life as weak. When you fix, you see life as broken. When you serve, you see life as whole.
Ugh.
Thanks, girl.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. When you help, you see life as weak. When you fix, you see life as broken. When you serve, you see life as whole.
Oh my gosh. Really quickly. Please. Can we?
Please.
I need to dissect this quote tenfold.
Let's do it. Let's dive in.
I've been thinking so much lately mm-hmm. about how people who want to fix the world and people who find so many issues in the world mm-hmm. are never going to be happy, ever. And I mean this in a sense of, I respect people who try to help out. I think that whenever you put, you know, yourself on the line to help somebody else, and this is more so in a sense of, like, social issues that have been going on lately. There's yep. so many things to fight for.
Yep.
And there's so many things that we all should absolutely be fighting for.
100%.
But at what point are you actually serving these things rather than trying to fix them?
Yeah.
Because when you come at them with such a negative, like, I have to fix this, I have to fix this, I think it doesn't do anything. And it is very much a reflection on your own self-serving needs rather than how can I be available and how can I give something unselfishly yeah. to this cause. And in my research, I've realized that I thought of this because I watched an episode of Rick and Morty. I don't understand how I would ever make a reference to this in this mm-hmm. episode, but we're going to talk about Rick and Morty. And have you watched that show?
No.
So there's the Rick, who's like the scientist, like
dang it.
Her freaking clock again. It's all right. This will be great background music for Rick and Morty talk. And so there's this. There once was a scientist, and his name was Rick. He had a grandson named Morty. And his daughter, who is my personal hero, had a husband. Okay, there we go. His name's Jerry. And Jerry is known on this show to be like a super like self-deprecating, like he's essentially just like a little whiny biatch. And he's constantly talking about how the world has him down, blah, 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 and all this stuff. And finally, at the end of one episode, like you see people like that. You see people who constantly are pointing out the wrong, and you think like, oh, like they're just trying to help. They're just trying to help. But then there's one episode where Rick like just goes off on him and is just like, first off, no one like feels sorry for you, because when you're constantly trying to talk about how, and obviously he says this in a much more like crude way because the show is like super not, it's not G-rated. Girl, what's up? Essentially saying that
my
people...
My life is crumbling.
Incredible. People who do that, and people who try to fix stuff and find things wrong with... Manipulative.
Yes.
And they are
negative.
And they're not only negative, but like... It's kind of like a predator kind of way, because you're trying to say like, look at all this stuff that I'm doing. I'm doing so good. Like, feel sorry for me. Like, I'm doing everything that I... It's like, no, if you actually were trying to help out, you would not seek attention. You would not feel bad for yourself. Yep. You would say, you know what? I'm doing this with nothing in return. Yep. I want to be available for service. And I literally, like, watching that episode, I was just like, oh my God, I have to research this. I know so many people like this. It's just, you have to have a servant mentality. Instead of expecting people to, like, you know, clap for you every time you do something great. Like, no one's going to do that. Clap for yourself. Don't let other people clap for you. I mean, let other people clap for you, but don't make your decisions and your helpfulness in life dependent on other people saying, wow, great job. Yeah. You really did amazing. Do that for yourself.
Yeah. My mom always said, when you tell people the good that you did, that's your blessing.
Oh,
you know, instead of just doing it out of the goodness of your heart for no recognition, you know, when you do it for yourself and to actually do it with a good conscience and do it for the right reasons, you don't seek out the atta girls and pats on the back and the glory of it all.
Which is hard, because my love language is words of affirmation, and I like to have people tell me I'm doing a great job. But I got to realize that's not where my true inner happiness is going to come from.
Yeah.
And I got to be cool with me just doing stuff on my own.
Well, and that really goes into number five. Ooh. So we went without going out and buying all these things and needing new clothes. We started to realize what really was important.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're serving people, you really start to realize what is important. Time is important. Connection is important. Quality over quantity is important.
Oh my gosh. You absolutely. Know? I was just talking with someone the other day about how during quarantine, I feel like the connections that I made with people, like emotionally, because we didn't have all this other extracurricular superficial stuff to worry about. Like, I realized, like, even like in the most simple of ways, like, I think our friend group said, like, I love you to each other, like, more times than we probably have, more times than I've said to any friend in, like, the past, like, in my entire life. Like,
literally.
You know what I mean?
We say it all the time. But we really mean it. And it's, like, a really good, I feel our friend group is one, if you need the time, they're going to make it happen. They're going to give you everything that you need.
And we've realized that.
Yeah. We love you.
It's incredible. Yeah.
But... it's holiday season. We've been through a muck. And now is the time to give, and hopefully it will create that ripple effect that doesn't stop. It'll go past the holiday season. But if you're looking for true happiness and you're down and you're feeling like, I'm stuck here, I can't do anything, there's so many things you can do. You don't have to be in person. You can phone call, you can text, you can write a letter, you can send like a little box of sunshine to somebody. There's so many things that you can do to just be present and give some type of a service. It doesn't have to be a product. It can just be you because you're great. And people are in your life because they love you.
Absolutely. You're so valid. And I'm proud of you for everything that you've done. Not just you, Chelsea.
I was like, thank you.
You, listener.
But we'll leave you guys with that. The five things of why it's important to serve others and focus on someone other than yourself.
Truly, truly serve and not just fix.
Bless
up. America.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your friends, tell their friends. And we appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. Yay.
Okay, friends. Bye.